want you to describe the lawsuit that your clients have with the city, the aviation security officers. What does it allege?
It alleges that African-American aviation security officers are denied equal employment opportunities with respect to hiring, promotion, terms and conditions of employment, as well as retaliation against those who come forward with claims of or complaints of discrimination or the denial of equal employment opportunities, as compared to particularly both Hispanic and Caucasian security officers. They are denied those equal opportunities.
In the suit that Teresa Hill has brought against the city, she's charged that the city hasn't implemented key parts of its affirmative action plan. And specifically, let me read to you some of the things that she claims that the city's not doing. It's not analyzing hiring and promotion patterns, monitoring the utilization of all protected groups to identify the unjustified underutilization that may constitute discrimination against any class of persons, also identifying issues within departments that may create or exacerbate unjustifiable underutilization of any class of persons, and finally assisting departments in the development of and compliance with individual departmental diversity and affirmative action programs. So those are all the things that she alleges that the city of Chicago is not doing. And my question to you is, if the city were actually doing those things actively, how do you think that would have affected your clients?
Well, I think if the city were doing some of those things, they would at least be in a position to explain to people like my clients more about the types of decisions that are being made. I can tell you that those laws were written for a reason, and because doing those things makes outcomes like what my clients are seeing is happening in the Department of Aviation far more likely to occur. The absence of those types of controls and limitations on discretion by individual managers making decisions without oversight is what leads to the types of results that my clients are describing as having existed in the Department of Aviation for a long time.
I'm wondering about the likelihood that your clients would have had to sue to be treated without discrimination on the job if these procedures were in place.
Well, there's no guarantee that an individual wrongdoer wouldn't have continued to engage in discrimination and acted on bias if those types of controls were in place. But it certainly would have created a scenario where the city would have been aware of it and could have taken steps to nip it in the bud, and that type of thing could have certainly prevented this lawsuit or other lawsuits that exist either in the Department of Aviation or elsewhere.
Have you seen any evidence of the city's equal employment opportunity or affirmative action plan?
Have I seen the evidence that it exists?
Yeah, or any evidence of it in practice?
That's a really tough question to answer because there are people who are filling roles. My clients, I think, were generally very happy with the steps that Ms. Hill was taking on their behalf to address some of the issues that they were experiencing until she was taken out of the role that she had. So there were, you know, individually there are people who are making efforts towards achieving some of those goals, but at sort of the global level, I would say what I read in the complaint seems true, which is that it's more about a policy that's on paper than is being lived up to day to day by the city as a whole.
What's the status of your client's lawsuit against the city at this point?
We are obtaining authorization from the different administrative departments that investigate these cases before they go to court, as well as proceeding in court and working in the information exchange process to prepare the case so it can move towards trial.
Do you have any expectation of when that might take place, the trial?
Not at this time. Probably not in 2010.
Those are all my questions. Is there anything else you want to say that I haven't asked you about?
Yes, that I applaud the courage that it takes someone like Ms. Hill to stand up and oppose what she knows is not consistent with the law. It makes the city better for all of us.